Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Andrea Simon, but her friends call her Andy. Andy is a corporate anthropologist, management consultant, speaker, and award-winning author who specializes in working with organizations that need and want to change. Her company, Simon Associates, was founded 2 decades ago to apply the theory, methods, and tools of anthropology to help organizations adapt to changing times. Her book, On the Brink, A Fresh Lens to Take Your Business to New Heights, won an Axiom Best Book Award in 2017. Well, Andy, it's so good to have you here with me. I appreciate you having me on your podcast. I will tell you, I was really intimidated when I saw your bio and being an anthropologist, and I went, oh my gosh. But I got to know you, came to really love you. I appreciate you being here today and taking time from your Christmas holiday to speak with us.
Oh, Michael, it's really a pleasure. I too enjoyed our podcast conversation and the things that you wanted to share with our listeners. So I'm anxious to share some things with yours.
Well, great. I've asked you to talk about a couple of people in your life who did a small thing that made a big difference in who you are as a person and a leader. And so who's the first one that comes to mind for you?
Well, and this is a woman who is extraordinarily vivid in one's mind. It's always hard to know why we can't cleanse ourselves of them. But Mrs. Schmuckler, literally, was her name, and she was my high school teacher. And we had a writing assignment to do, and I brought mine in, and after reviewing them and grading them, she pulled mine out to read it. I thought, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And she read it to the group. And then as she finished, she said, that's the worst piece of writing I've ever had to read.
Oh, my gosh.
At which point, yes, I know. Oh, my. But I sunk into my chair, and I literally remember it with such vividness. I could see her face today, the way the brain holds on to experiences like that. And I also remember that as I finished publishing my book, my husband said to me, now, if Mrs. Schmuckler was around, we could send it back to her and say, if only you could see me now. And I think that's a great song. But it's interesting the way people impact you, not always with a positive. And I'm not quite sure what that was, but for a young woman in high school, it was an echo back that said, there's something here you better learn how to do, which is communicate, tell a story, and do it in a way that people can find purpose and meaning with it. And it's not easy to communicate or to write. And what she really started was to drive me to learn, how do you do this? And how do you perfect something you're not good at? And how do you practice a lot until you get some echoes back that say, that is good? But not to be able to communicate is really a handicap in our lives. And what she did without necessarily knowing it was inspire me to want to rise above my limitations and do something quite remarkable, because I couldn't really do this very well. Yeah. So that's, you know, the first woman and how it was an impact on me in a way that I hadn't really anticipated. But boy, I can see her now.
Wow. And wouldn't it be great to see her again? And actually, she did you quite a service. But I can't imagine hearing that in front of my class members and what you went through at recess when that happened.
Well, but you know, we all sort of talked about her as a teacher, and it's easy to be a critic. It's hard to be a playwright. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure she was a good writer, but she was a good critic.
Oh, right. Well, you know, we all have choices to make too with events that happen in our lives. And you chose to make this one something that actually kind of pushed you to do the things you do so well in your life now. So as you look back at that, what did you take away from her specifically, and how has that impacted you today still?
There are 3 major accomplishments that I could hear her pushing towards. First, my doctoral dissertation had to be well written if it was going to pass muster. And I had done a good deal of research on immigrants into the United States, particularly Greek immigrants and return. And I was really fascinated with how people change. And so my dissertation was an effort to communicate this. And I do remember sitting with, we didn't have editors then, and I actually did it on punch cards, so it was not easy to correct. But my husband was my critic and my listener, and it was learning how to tell a story in a written form that would pass an audience of reviewers and get me past the dissertation. I don't like to read it now. As I go back and I read it, I get, oh man, this was not a good piece of writing. But it did its job. And I do think we need to have steps along the way as we begin to move ourselves forward. So that was the first one. And then the second one was, after being an anthropologist, a tenured professor, an executive working with organizations to change, I started to write my book. And that book was very interesting because I had an agent and she basically fired me because I couldn't figure out how to write this thing. And then I slowly got it together. And then I was going to self-publish it till I found someone who said, why don't you send it to me? We're publishers and it might be perfect for our audience. And so I sent the book over and they called me 2 days later and they said, this is terrific, but you have to rewrite it.
Not again.
and I said, oh, I'm not sure how. And they said, we have a great editor to work with you. And that's when I realized you don't have to be a soloist. You can be part of an orchestra. And you each do something different to help each other achieve something that's, I'll call it music. Because the book won an award, it sold out twice, it's done a great job bringing us clients. The book's called On the Brink, and it's a fresh lens to take your business to new heights. And it's 7 case studies of clients of ours. But the whole point of writing it was to show people how a little anthropology could help their business grow.
Right.
And what they were able to do for me is take, it was okay copy, and it was okay storytelling, but elevated to the next level. So it's actually, I even like reading the book. So my dissertation, I don't like reading again, but my book, I actually go back to occasionally. I said, I don't know who wrote this, but it's a really good book.
I know what you mean.
And I go back to Mrs. Schmuckler and I say, okay, you push me. And I'm now writing my next book and I can't do it without an editor. Right. That I know. But those are the hurdles we go through in life. And if we can climb over them, we grow. And that's how I feel she has helped me grow.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your teacher and how she pushed your buttons and you took that as a step forward. And we'll see you on our next podcast. Thanks so much for your time.
Been a pleasure. Thanks to share with you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.